ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
Bruchim Amazinim. This shiur will be Ezes Hashem be on Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Tes Zayin. And we're going to start with the Teretz of Ravina on a kasha that the Gemara brought down previously at the end of Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara is discussing this that it says in the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that ain't done in es hashevet, ella bebezdin shall ayin aleph. And the Gemara is looking to explain, what does it mean, done in es hashevet? What kind of chet did the shevet make? And the Gemara on Daf Tes Vav on the bottom of Amud Beis has a havamina to say, that we're talking about shevet shahudach. Rashi is masber, just like there's a concept called ir hanidachas, where an entire ear serves a avodah zarah, and there's special halachas in regards to ir hanidachas. One is that although a yachid who serves a avodah zarah, he's chayev skila, but someone who serves a avodah zarah as part of ir hanidachas is killed aidei sayif. Another halacha is that although a yachid who serves a avodah zarah, he's nidain bebezdin shalchav gimel, but an ir hanidachas that gets the halacha of ir hanidachas, they're nidain bebezdin shal ayin aleph. So the Gemara has a havamina that hu adin, a shevet shahudach, also has a halacha of shevet hanidach, just like a ir hanidachas. And this shevet also will have those two nafkaminas that they'll be nerag besayif and they'll need a bezin shal ayin aleph. But the Gemara says that can't be true, because it says in a braisa, ad kama oisin ir hanidachas, what is the amount of people in her ear that can qualify to be an ir hanidachas? And the Gemara brings a machlekes, Rabbi Yoshiya and Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yoshiya says, miyud v'ad kuf, only between 10 and 100 people. Less than 10, Rashi is masber, doesn't have a shem ear. More than 100, even though it's a lot, but it's not an ear, it's a tzibor. And in a tzibor, there's no halacha of ir hanidachas. Rabbi Yonason, he says, mikuf v'ad rubei shal shevet, from 100 people until rev of a shevet, they have the halacha of a ir hanidachas. Zog de Gemara, afilu Rabbi Yonason, even Rabbi Yonason, who he says even more people could be included in an ir hanidachas, loika amar ela rubai, only up to rev of a shevet, aval kulai loi, an entire shevet not. With that, the Gemara is asking a kasha on the Mishnah, because the Mishnah which says, ein donin es a shevet, only bebezin shalai and aleph, is mashma even kol hashevet. And the fear of Yonason, who says, ad rubai, avade kol hashevet, cannot have this halacha of ir hanidachas. And therefore, if an entire shevet serves a avodah zarah, we won't give them this general din, which is going to give them misa sayif, and they'll have to be nidin bebezin shalai and aleph. And instead, we'll look at it as a lot of different yechidim, and each one will be nidin beskila, and bebezin shalchav gimel. That's the Gemara's kasha. So Ravina, on our daf and daf tazayin of an aleph, goes back to that mahalach, and he says, la'olam b'shevet shahudach. Really, we are talking about a shevet shahudach? Just the kasha that we had at Lefira B'yayneson, it's only ad rubai, but kulay avade wouldn't have the din of irani dachas. So Ravina differentiates between the two dinim, the din of misa sayif and the din of ayin aleph. Enachanami, in regards to the din of misa sayif, they're not going to have a halacha of irani dachas, and it'll be misasam beskila, like every yachid. But in regards to the halacha of bezin shal ayin aleph versus bezin shal chav gimel, there there's a pasuk that says, v'haytseisa esa ishahu, ayesa ishahahi, from the single lashon ishahu and ishahahi, that's where we darshan, that ish v'isha atamaytzi l'sharecha, only a yachid can be nidain b'sharecha, which is a bezin shal chav gimel, v'i atamaytzi kala ir kula l'sharecha. That's the makar that an entire ear, in the case of ir nidachas, they can't be nida in bebezin shalchav gimel, they need a bezin shalayin aleph. So the same drasha says the Gemara works in regards to shevet, hachenami ish v'isha atamaytzi l'sharecha, v'i atamaytzi kol hashevet kulay l'sharecha. Anytime where we are being done an entire shevet b'chiyuvei misa, there's a halacha that we need a bezin shalayin aleph and not a bezin shalchav gimel. So Hayyaitse, these two dinim that we find by Irani Dachas, one that's Misasim B'Sayif, and Beis that's Misasim B'Ayin Aleph, they're not totally Zeb B'Zeb B'Chlal. The halacha of B'Sayif, that's a din that's inherent in the Shem Irani Dachas, and there Rabbi Yeshia and Rabbi Yonason say, you need a specific amount of people. and even according to Rabbi Yonasan, only up to Rav Banat Kulay. Whereas the halacha that you need a Bezen Shalayan Aleph, that's a general halacha anytime we have a Rabbim that's being Nidain, that they're Nismayit from the Pasuk of Ha'isha Hu and Ha'isha Ahi, then they need a Bezen Shalayan Aleph. Now, the pashtus of the Gemara is, like we mentioned, that our Mishnah is talking about in Kol HaShevet, which is why the Gemara originally had a Kasha, Filu Fira B'Yainasan, that you could only have a Ir Nidachas up to Rav, Aval Kulay Loi. Our Mishnah, which is talking about Kol HaShevet, is not going to have the Ir Halacha of Ir HaNidachas. And the Maskanas HaGemara, which says, nevertheless, there's a Xeris HaKasav, which says that you need Ayin Aleph. There also, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Kol HaShevet Kulay needs a Bezdin Shel Ayin Aleph. This is a big kasha on Lashon of Rashi in our Mishnah on the Beis Amud Aleph. Rashi's Lashon is, Rubei shall shave it, shall avdu avayda zara b'mezid. Frek de Mahar Shal and Chach Mashleime, the Mashmayis of the Gemara, Bain in the Makshin and Bain in the Tartzin, ain't I king? He means to ask, like we spoke out, that the Mashmayis of the Gemara is, that the Mishnah means Kulay, and that's the basis to the kasha of the Gemara, even according to Rabbi Yonasan. And the Maskanas of Gemara also, that the Gemara says, V'iyat ha-maitzi kol ha-shevet kulay l'sharecha, that's mashma, that the Mishnah is talking about a case of kulay. Hayyotzi from the mashmais of the Gemara is, that Rubai would be nichlal in the din of Irani Dachas of Rabbi Yonasan for both halachas, bein the halacha of Saif, and bein the halacha of Ayin Aleph. What the Mishnah is talking about is a case of kulay, which Enochanami does not have the din of Saif, which is the basis of the Gemara's kasha, but does have the din of Ayin Aleph, which is the Gemara's teretz. So why would Rashi be mefarish to Mishnah that we're talking about in a case of Rubai, if from the Mashmais of the Gemara we're talking about in a case of Kulay? That's the kasha of the Maharshal. And for the Maharshal, that the Maharshal did not understand the Gemara correctly. Because the halacha in Kol HaTayr Kula is Rubai Kekulay. Rav has the same halacha of Kulay. So Be'achreach, Zakta Maharshal, that when Yonasan said that an Ir Nidachas is Mikuf Va'ad Rubai, and the Gemara understands that Kulay Shal Shevet cannot be an Ir Nidachas, Imkain, Rubai Shal Shevet also cannot be an Ir Nidachas. And when Rabbi Yonasan says Mikuf Va'ad Rubai, it's Ad V'loy Ad B'chlal, up until Rav, just 50%. Once we reach Rav, Rav has the same halacha of Kulay, and Rabbi Yonasan means that it cannot be an Ir Nidachas. And the Gemara of Maskana also, which says, it's lav dafka kol, but hua din rav, because of the halacha of rubai kekulay. So Rashi, who says rav, Rashi is correct. Once we hit rav, that has the same halacha of kulay. Under rav, up to 50%, including 50%, is going to have the halacha of ir nidachas, bein le'inin saif, bein le'inin ayin aleph. And that's the kavana of Divrei Rabbi Yonasan. The Mishnah, however, is not talking about that case. The Mishnah is talking about a case of Rubai or Kulay, because Rubai is Kekulay. And on that, the Gemara says that the din of Saif does not apply, like Divrei Rabbi Yonasan, but the halacha of Ayin Aleph does apply, because that's included in the din of Iyat Hamaitzi Kol HaShevet Kulay Lish Arecha. Zokta Marasha, and I have a Mefurish Rambam to back me up, because the Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Dalet Halacha Beis, V'zeh L'shaynai, V'yiyu hamudachin mimea ve'ad rubei shal shevet avalem hudach rubei shal shevet donanaisan kiyachidim. So the Rambam tells us clearly that once we hit Rav, that's already out of bounds, and they have a din of yachidim, and they don't have the halacha of ir hanidachas, like the Maharsha says. Now the Rashash is ma'ira ha'ara on the Maharsha, that lefi the Maharsha, who says that divrei Rabbi Yonasan of mikuf ve'ad rubei means v'loy ad b'chlal. So in Mekem, we should also be mefarish divrei Rabbi Yeshia that says miyud v'ad kuf, that it's loy ad b'chlal. And once we hit Meya, there is no din of Ir Nidachas. But if you look in Rashi, Rashi tells us clearly not like that. Rashi v'divrei Maschel mei v'asara ad Meya says utfei mi Meya, more than Meya, nafka mitayres Ir. Mashma Meya itself is b'chlal. That's the aura of the Rashash. The feed that Divrei Maharsha, we're going to have to be madchik, that Rabbi Yeshia, who says miyud va'ad kuf, means va'ad b'chlal, but Rabbi Yonasan, who says mikuf va'ad rubai, means not ad b'chlal, because we're meant to understand that rubai is kekulai, and that's definitely not b'chlal ir hanidachas. Another question is Shver on the Marsha. The Lashon HaGemara is, Afilu Rav Yonasan Leika Amar Ela Rubai, Aval Kulai Lai. Ledivri HaMarsha, what the Gemara should have said is, Afilu Rav Yonasan Leika Amar Ela Ad Rubai, Aval Rubai Lai. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara sounds like there'd be machalik between Rubai and Kulai, and not like the Marsha. Zayfrekt, the Lecha Mishnah over there on the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. And he says that the Gemara means to say like this, that even if you're going to be matchik and say that when Rabbi Yonasan says va'ad rubai, he means ad bechlal, it's still not going to help us for our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is talking about a case of kulei as well. And kulei avada will not have a din of irani dachas. So therefore, our Mishnah doesn't stream with Rabbi Yonasan whichever way you say it. But that's just as a tesefes kushya. But be'etzem, al pisvara, the Gemara holds that Rabbi Yonasan Bechreich means V'loyad Bechlal, because of the Klal and Kol Tarikula of Rubei Kekulei, which is how the Rambam paskins and how the Maharsha explains Shitas Rashi. So far we have two Pirushim in the Mishnah and the Gemara. The Maharshal and Rashi Alpi the Maharsha. Lefi the Maharshal, everything up to Rav, including Rav, has a halacha of Irani Dachas, Legamri, Bein L'Inyan Saif, Bein L'Inyan Ayin Aleph, Lefi Rabbi Yonasan. And the Tosefos of our Mishnah is that even Kulai, which doesn't have a halacha of Saif, and doesn't have a din of Irani Dachas, because it's considered a Tzibor and not an Ir, nevertheless has the halacha that it's Nidim Bebezen Shalai Ayin Aleph, because Iyata Maitzi Kala Shevet Kulai Lish Arecha. That's Lefi the Maharshal. Lefi Rashi Alpi the Maharsha, Mikuf Vaad Rubai means through Chetzi, but not Rav, Layad Bechlal, that has a din of Irani Dachas. But more than that, once it's Rav and onwards, it does not have a din of Irani Dachas, Legabi Saif. But on that, the halacha of Yata Motzi Kol Shevet Kulei Sharecha is going, because Rubai is Kulei. So they'll argue the halacha in a case of Rav and not Kulei, whether or not it's Misasan B'Saif, which will be true according to the Maharshal, or whether or not it's Misasai B'Skila, which will be true according to the Maharshal's Pshat in Rashi. The Rashash over here has a different Pshat in Rashi, which will make it come out L'Halacha like the Maharshal and not like the Maharshal. He says that when the Mishnah says, Ein Danin Es HaShevet Ela Bebezen Shalayin Aleph, the Mishnah doesn't mean Dafka, a case of Kulai. The Mishnah means Rav HaShevet or Kol HaShevet. Now the Kasha from Rav Yonasan is that it's true that we're going to learn Rav Yonasan like the Maharshal, that Rav HaShevet has a din of Ir HaNidachas, but Kol HaShevet doesn't. Therefore the Lashon HaMishnah is Shver, because the Mishnah is also including a case of Kol HaShevet, and that doesn't have a din of Ir HaNidachas. On that the Gemara answers, Iyat HaMaitzi Kol HaShevet Kulei L'Sharecha, that Enachanami Kol HaShevet doesn't have a din of Ir HaNidachas, but the halacha of Ayin Aleph will nevertheless have. So when the Mishnah says, Ein Danin Es HaShevet Ela Bebezen Shal Ayin Aleph, the Mishnah Lamais is talking about Bein Berube Shal Shevet, Bein Bekule Shal Shevet. Both of them have a din of Ayin Aleph, but there will be a nafkamina between the two in regards to the halacha of Saif, which is not the Naisei of the Mishnah. When Rashi in the Mishnah says, Rav HaShevet, Rashi means to say, even Rav HaShevet is going to be Bechlau the halacha of Iyat HaMaitzi Kol HaShevet Kulei L'Sharecha, and it's going to be Nidan Ben Ayin Aleph. And Kol HaShevet will definitely be included in that. Therefore, La Halacha Rashi also agrees to the Mahalach of the Maharshal that Rav is Rav Bechlal in the din of Irani Dachas Mamish, and Kulei is going to be Ayin Aleph and not Irani Dachas, and that stems with the Lashon of Rashi. That's the third Pshat over here, the Pshat of the Rashash in Rashi. There's a fourth Mahalach, which comes out, Midivrei HaRambam, Lefi Kama Mefarshim. The Rambam, as we brought down earlier in the Maharsha, says Mefurish, that the halacha of Rabbi Yonasan is Ad V'loy Ad Bechlal. There's only a din of Ir HaNidachas up until Rav, but Rav already is Dinai Ki Yechidim. Nevertheless, the Rambam, when he talks about the halacha of Ayin Aleph, of Iyat HaMaitzi Kol HaShevet Kulei L'Sharecha, the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Hei is as follows. Ein Danin Es HaShevet Shehudach Kulei Ela Bebezdin HaGadol. the Pashas of the Lashon of the Rambam is Mashma Kuloi and not Rubai. The emes is that the Mayim Chaim, written by the Pri Chodesh in his Pirush on the Rambam, he says Kuloi is Lav Davke, and Huadin Rubai. But the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, on the other hand, in Tshuvas Chelekei L'Shainas HaRambam, Tshuva Elef Tov Tesvav, and so too in the Rosh Hashan and Arasugya, they assert that the Lashon Rambam is Mashma Davke Kuloi and not Rubai. So it's going to come out that in regards to the halacha of Rabbi Yonason, we say Rubai Kekulai, and only up until Rav is there a din of Irani Dachas, but from Rav and onwards, it's like Kulai, and there's not going to be a din of Irani Dachas. But in regards to the halacha of Iyata Maitzi Kala Shevet Kulai L'Sharecha, that's only if it's Kala Shevet. But if it's only Rav, they're going to be Misasam Bebezen Shal Chav Gimel, and not Bebezen Shal Ayin Aleph. So it'll come out a Meridik Halacha from Kuf Va'ad Rubai V'Loyad Bechlal, meaning only through 50%. There the Halacha is going to be that they have a din of Irani Dachas. It's Misasam B'Sayif and Misasam B'Ayin Aleph. Once we get to Rav, there's no Halacha of Irani Dachas, and there's also no Halacha of Iyat Tamaytzi Kol HaShevet Kulei L'Sharecha. So it's going to be Misasam B'Skila and B'Bezen Shal Chav Gimel. Once we get to Kulei, so we're not going to have the halacha of Ir Ani Dachas, and it's going to be Misasam B'Skila, but we will have the din of Iyat Tamaytzi Kol HaShevet Kulei L'Sharecha, and it's going to be B'Bezden Shal Ayin Aleph Davka. So it comes out that in regards to the halacha of Ir Ani Dachas, we say Rubei Kekulei. Rav is already beyond the bounds. But in regards to the halacha of that you need Bezden Shal Ayin Aleph by Kol HaShevet Kulei, there we don't say Rubei Kekulei, and Davka Kol HaShevet Kulei needs Ayin Aleph, but anything less than that, even Rav, is going to have halacha of Bezden Shal Chav Gimel. V'adavar tzarech biur. So there's a pshat in this from Rav Shmuel Razovsky in Chidushei Rav Shmuel, Simen Dalet Ois Gimel. And he says his pshat, based on a yesod, which we've mentioned b'shmai in the previous year to Daf Tesvav, that the concept of Rubei Kekulei only applies if we're dealing with one unit. There the halacha states, Rubei Kekulei, rive of the unit, is considered as if you have the entire unit. But if we're dealing with separate yechidim, which happen to amount to a sum total of rive of a larger number, there's no halacha of Rubei Kekulei. Therefore, Zakhtar B'Shmuel, whenever we want to say the concept of Rubei Kekulei, we have to be ma'ayin whether this is an inyan of the klal, and we have rive of a specific klal, or whether this is an inyan of specific pratim, and they happen to just amount to a rive of a larger number. So, Rav Shmuel, that's going to be the difference over here between the din of Ir Ani Dachas in Rabbi Yonason and the din of Iyat Hamaytzi Kol HaShevet Kulei L'Sharecha. Because the din of Ir Ani Dachas is a chalois on a klal. The ear gets a din of Ir Ani Dachas. So in this chalois din of a klal, if you have rive of the klal, Rubei Kekulei, it's as if it's being chal on the entire klal. Memela, if you want to say that a din of Ir Ani Dachas is going to be chal on rive of a shevet, that means the klal of the shevet, rive of it, is going to have this din that they are an Ir Ani Dachas. That's going to be a problem because Rubei Kekulei, and it's going to be considered as if the entire shevet has that din in their klal, that they are an Ir Ani Dachas. And they are mufka from being an Ir Ani Dachas because they don't have a Shem Ir, they have a Shem Tzibur. Therefore, a ready rave of a Shevet cannot have that Chalais Din in that Klal that they are an Ir Ani Dachas. Which is why Rabbi Yonason, who says Ad Rubai, must mean V'loy Ad Bechlal, but once we reach rave, it's out of the Inyan of Ir Ani Dachas. Now that we say that more than 50% are not an Inyan of Ir Ani Dachas, their halacha is a halacha of yechidim. We have a lot of separate yechidim that were Eivet Avodah Zarah, and they're going to each have their Misas Skila. When we reach a point of Rav of a Shevet, there is no unit over here. It's just many, many yechidim which amount to Rav of a larger number, which is the number of the Shevet. But we're not dealing with a Chalais Din on a Klal, we're dealing with a Chalais Din on specific Pratim. There we don't have the klal of Rubei Kekulei. So if the Torah says that there's a din of iyata maitzi kala shevet kule l'sharecha, we never get to a point of iyata maitzi kala shevet kule l'sharecha until we have the entire shevet mamish. But the klal of rubei kekulei does not apply, which is why the Rambam is going to hold that anything less than kulei is going to be with a bezdin of chav gimel and not a bezdin of ayin aleph. Ad kan the biur of Reb Shmuel in the Shitas HaRambam. Hayyotze that we have four Shitas in Pshat and three Shitas Lahalocha. The four Shitas in Pshat are the Maharshal, the Marsha in Rashi, the Rashash in Rashi, and the Rambam. And the three Shitas Lahalocha are the Maharshal, which holds that Reb Yonason is Adva Ad Bechlal, and even Rav also has a din of Ir Nidachas, but Kulay has a din of Ayin Aleph and not a din of Ir Nidachas in regards to Saif. They have the Shita of the Maharsha, which holds that Adva Layad Bechlal, and only 50% has a din of Ir Nidachas, but after 50%, it has a din of Rubei Kekulay, so it won't have a din of Ir Nidachas, but it will have a din that you need a Bezin Shal Ayin Aleph. The Shita of the Rashash is identical to the Shita of the Maharshal, the first Shita. And the third Shita is the Shita Sarambam, Alpi those Mefarshim, which says that Ad V'Layad Bechlal, including only 50%, has a din of Ir Nidachas. The Halacha of Bezin Shal Ayin Aleph is only Kulay, but Rav is going to be in between, and therefore it's going to have all the Halachas of a Yachid, where it's Misasan Beskila and Bezin Shal Chav Gimel. Ad Kan this Shtikl, and now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down a shayla, by Rabbi Lazar, shayrei shel kohen gadol bekama, meaning we have a halacha that a kohen gadol's misa is be'ayin aleph, different than the misa of stam eyachid whose misa say bechav gimel. We also have a halacha that kemisas abaylam kach misas ashar, which means to say that a regular yachid who its misa say bechav gimel, so too the Misa of his Shar, if it's a Shar Niskol, is also Misa Sebechav Gimel. Now Rabbi Lezer is clearing what happens Shrei Reishal Kayan Gadol. Do you say L'misas Bailam Didei Medamin Anlay? And just like his Bailam has a din of Ayin Aleph, so too the Shar of a Kayan Gadol is also by Ayin Aleph. Aydilma L'misas Bailam Da Alma Medamin Anlay. The Halach of Kamisas Abailam Kach Misas Ashar means that the Shar has a din Misa like Stam, the Alma, regular bilims in the general world, which is misasam bechav gimel. So the Gemara Shaila is in how to understand the klal of kemisas abilim kach misas ashar. Is it this specific bilim or it's bilim da alma? Now there's a Gemara later on the ayin chesam and aleph, which brings down a memra of Rava, which says shar shal adam treifa shaharag pater. If let's say a person who's a treifa owns a shar, and that shar killed a person, so the shar is pater from Misa. My taima, amakra hashar yisokel v'gam ba'olav yumas. Kol heicha de karinen bey v'gam ba'olav yumas, karinen bey hashar yisokel. V'chol heicha de loy karinen bey v'gam ba'olav yumas, loy karinen bey hashar yisokel. In this situation, had the bailam of this shar himself killed somebody, he would be pater from Misa. Like the Gemara's Masber earlier, because it's Eidos Shi'iyata Yachal Azima. Because if, let's say, Eidim would be made that this Treif is Chayiv Misa, and then afterwards they would be Huzam, we would not be able to give them the Einish of Kasher Zomam, because they themselves were only Zomim to kill a Treifa, which is not really a full-fledged Misa. So we can't be Ma'anish the Eidim more than that and give them a full-fledged Misa. Now, once we can't be Makayim them the din of Kasher Zomam, so now the Eidos itself is not accepted in Bezdin, because of the klal of kol eidus shi'ata yachal azima loishma eidus. So here we have a situation where the bailim of this shar, who's a treifa, had he himself killed, he'd be pater mimisa. Once the bailim is pater mimisa, so too the shar is pater mimisa, because kol heicha de karina be v'gamba olav yumas, that's only the case where we have shar yisokel, but kol heicha de loy karina be v'gamba olav yumas, loy karina be hashar yisokel. Ad kan divya gemara lekamon ayin ches amud aleph. Now the Gilyan Marsha of Reb Shlomo Eger in Arasugya is mitzayin that gemara. Lechayra, what he means to be mitzayin is that gemara is a stira to our gemara, because in our gemara the gemara has a suffik which is not nifshat, whether the din of Kemisas Abayalam Kach Misas Ashar is a halacha that the din of this shar is specifically like his Bailam, or it's Kabailam Ba'alma. If we would say that it's only Kabailam Ba'alma, so in the case in the Gemara and the Fayin Ches of a shar Shal Adam Trefa, the shar would be Chayiv Misa, because a Bailam Ba'alma who would kill would be Chayiv Misa. And the fact that Rava says Bepshitas, that in that case it would be Pater, L'chayre should be Mevor, that L'Rava Pshitale, that which in our Gemara is Misapkale. And Rava holds, we go with that specific Bailam, and not with Bailam the Alma. That's the Ha'ara, which L'chayre Reb Shlomo Eger is coming to be Ma'irer. Now, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Kovetz Shurim Chelik Beis, Simon Lamates, Aizvav, he says that we cannot compare the two Gemaras Bechlal. Because Be'emes, there are two separate dinim over here. The din in our sugi is a din of Kemisas Abaylam Kach Misas Ashar, which means that the Chi of Misa, which is placed upon the Shar, is identical to the Chi of Misa that the Baylam would get. And there the Gemara has a suffix. Is it identical to the specific Baylam of this Shar? Or is it identical to the general population, how their Chi of Misa would look like? Whereas the Gemara in the Vayin Chesam and Aleph is coming to tell us another din. And the aside of that din is based on the Lashon HaPasik, which says, Ashar Yisokel V'gam Ba'olav Yumas. Now the pashas of the reading of the Pasik is Mashma, that the Bailam is also Chayiv Misa. Nevertheless, La'alocha, that's not true, Ukemivur in our Sugya. Zogt Rabbi Chanan, even though we're not actually Makayim, the halacha of V'gam Ba'olav Yumas, but what we learn from there is that it has to be Roi Lehiskayim V'gam Ba'olav Yumas. And Rabbi Chanan brings rayas from other places in Shas, that when it says a din in the Pasik, even if the din is not L'maisin Hiskayim, it has to be Roi Lehiskayim. So from here we learn that it has to be that the Maisa that was done is Roi Lehomis Habaylim. And Rabbi Chanan explains that what the Gemara understands is that it has to be that this Maisa, had the Bailam himself done it, he would be Chayiv Misa. Now that the Shar did it, and not the Bailam, so we won't kill the Bailam, we'll kill the Shar. But if this specific Maisa, even had the Bailam done it, it's not Roy Lekayim Bei Din of Vagamba Olav Yumas, so it's not in the Parsha of Ashar Yisokel, and the Shar will not get Skila for this Maisa either. That's the aside of the Drasha on the Fayin Ches of Ashar Yisokel Vagamba Olav Yumas. That has no Shaykhis to the general halacha of Kemisas Abayam Kachmisas Ashar, which is telling us a totally different din, that the tsura of the Chi of Misa, which is Chal on the Behema, is identical to that of the Bailam. And on this din of Kemisas Abayam Kachmisas Ashar, there's a makam for the Chakira of our Gemara, whether it's that specific Bailam or the Bailam da Alma. But in the halacha and the Gemara in the Fayin Ches, which is that the Maisa has to be Roy Lekayimbe Vagamba Olav Yumas, that Avada is referring to this specific Bailim on whom it is written, V'gam Ba'olav Yumas. Ad kan divrei Rabbi Chanan, to be miyashiv the Ha'ore of Rabbi Shlomo Eger. Now the emes is, the Lashon HaGemara in the Fayin Ches is actually mashma, that it's a totally different din than our Gemara. Because our Gemara is going on the Mishnah, which says the klal of Kemisas HaBailim Kach Misas HaShar. The mashmais of those words are, that there is a similarity between the Hilchas Misa on the Bailim to the Hilchas Misa on the Shar. But the Gemara in the Fayin Ches doesn't say that short klal. The Gemara is Mayrich, and it says a different yisoid. Zok the Gemara, Kol Heicha de Karina Be Vagamba Olav Yumas, Karina Be Ashar Yisokel. V'chol Heicha de Loi Karina Be Vagamba Olav Yumas, Loi Karina Be Ashar Yisokel. That's mashma clearly that that's a separate din, that wherever it cannot be in a skayim, the halacha of Vagamba Olav Yumas, we cannot be Mekayim Balocha of Ashar Yisokel either, like Rabbi Chanan's Mahalach. The problem is that Rashi, L'chayran, the Fayin Chesam and Aleph, says something different. Rashi says, B'divir Yamaschav Agam Ba'olav Yumas, Kiloimar, Kemisas Abaylam, Kach Misas Ashar. Ulaha Milsanami Makshinan Hu, were also Makish, Misas Abaylam, Kemisas Ashar, the Kivan de Ilu Kotel, Mare Shalai Bebezden, Lai Miktel, just like had the Bailam killed Shalei Bebezdin, where there's a problem of Eidah Shatir Chalizima, there is no Misa. Shairei Nami Lai Mikdal. So Rashi seems to say that the Gemara in the Fayin Ches is also coming Mikayach the Hekish of Kemisas HaBailam kach misas hashar. And the emes is, if you look in the Gilyan Maharsha of Rav Shlomo Eger over there on the Ayin Chesam and Aleph, the Gilyan Maharsha is mitzayin arasugya. He means the same ara. But the Gilyan Maharsha is not mitzayin it on Divrei HaGemara on the Ayin Ches. He's mitzayin it specifically on Divrei Rashi on the Ayin Ches. L'chayre, he means to say that imishum Divrei HaGemara, we may have said that these are two separate dinim, like Rabbi Chanan says. But in Divrei Rashi, it's mashma that it's the din of the hekesh of kamisas abayim kach misas ashar. And if you Rashi, we're back to the question that haray in this klal of kamisas abayim kach misas ashar, our Gemara has a suffix, a bay de la yivshata, whether we say it specifically to this bayim that is ukash or to bayim da alma. So how does Rava say for pshitas that we're makashim to this bayim and ashar shal adam trefa will not be neharag? L'chayra, what we have to say in Rashi is that it's true that the Gemara and the Fayin Ches is also learning out this din from the Hekesh of Kamisas Abayim Kach Misas Hashar. But nevertheless, from this Hekesh of Hashar Yisakal V'gam Ba'al of Yumas, we can learn out two totally separate dinim. One din is in regards to the Tzura of the Chayves Misa, and one is in regards to the Maisa HaMachayev Misa. And the Lashon of Rashi is L'hamilsa Nami Makshinan Lehu. Also in regards to this, we make a Hekesh. Mavur from Rashi, that it would be possible to think that the Hekesh is only in regards to the Tzura of the Maisa Misa, like it is talking about an Arasugya of Kemisa Bayam Kach Misa Zashar, that it needs a Bezen Shalch of Gimel and a Bezen Shal Ayin Aleph, and not to be Makashnem in regards to the Maisa. However, the Gemara and the Fayin Ches is being Mechadish, that Laha Milsa Nami Makshin Elu, we also make the Hekesh in regards to the Maisa, that a Maisa HaMachayev on the Bailim is a Maisa HaMachayev on the Shar. Once we understand that from this Hekesh of the two things, we can learn out two totally separate dinim, there's also a Mokim to say that on one of them we have the Shaila, if it's Kebailim Didei or Kebailim the Alma, and on the other one, we don't have that Shaila. In regards to the Hekesh on the Gemara and the Fayin Ches, which says that it's Hukash Lagabi, the Maisa HaMachayev, there the Svara Sagamara is that the Maisa HaMachayev is Mitlitali in his Bailim. If the Bailim of this Shar would do that same Maisa, if he would be Potter, so then the Shar takes on those Dinim, that if he does that Maisa, he's also going to be Potter. In regards to that Din, which is learned out of the Hekesh, the Gemara doesn't have it sad to say that the halach of the Shar is Mitlitali in Bailim the Alma. The Gemara understands that the Maisa HaMachayev is Nikva according to what this specific Bailim would be Chayiv, and that's what the Shor is going to be Chayiv on as well. But in regards to the halacha of the Hekesh, which is learnt out in Arasugya, which tells us that the Tzura of the Chiyav Misa, for example, if it's Bechav Gimel or Ba'ayin Aleph, is Daime to that of the Bailim, there the Gemara has room for a suffix whether that's Toloi in the Misa of this specific Bailim, or maybe even though the specific Bailim of this Shor has a special halacha that he's Ba'ayin Aleph because he's a Kain Gadol, the halachas of the Tzura of the Chiyav Misa of the Shar are according to the general population, and that's going to be Bechav Gimel. Akal Panim, these are two totally separate dinim. One is a Hekesh in regards to the Maisa Machayev, and the other is a Hekesh in regards to the Tzura of the Chiyav Misa. And who we are Makesh them to is Mitli Tali in the two Hekeshim. In regards to the Maisa, it's borrowed to the Gemara that it's totally in this Bailim, and in regards to the Tzura of the Chiyav Misa, there's a suffix to the Gemara. And that would also explain the Shinui Lashon of the Gemara and the Fayin Ches. The reason why the Gemara is Mayrich and doesn't just simply bring down the Klal of Kamisas Abayim Kach Kamisas Ashar is because the Gemara is bringing out that there's a new Inyan which we're learning out from this Hekesh. Like Rashi points out, Laha Milsa Nami Makshinin La, also in regards to the Maisa HaMachayev. Adkan this shtickle, and now let's go on to another nakuda in this sugya. Reb Shmuel Rezovsky Zechayin Al-Bracha, in Chidushi Reb Shmuel, Simen Beis, Ois Dalet, and so too in Shiur Reb Shmuel, is Mayrach in the following Chakira, how to understand the din of Torah of Kamisas Abaylam Kachmisas Hashar. One understanding is Stam Kipshutai, that Lemaisa, they have to have a common Chiyuv Misa. If the Bailam's Chiyuv Misa is Bechav Gimel, so the Shar's Misa is identical. If the Bailam's Chiyuv Misa is Be'ayin Aleph, so then maybe the Shar's Chiyuv is also identical. That's one side. The other tzad is that it's more than just a dry halacha that the chiyuv of the shor has to be identical to the chiyuv which is on the bialim. But rather it's a limud and a gilui milsa, that whichever dinim the Torah tells us in regards to the bialim, those dinim also apply in regards to the shor. And that if the bialim has a halacha which is learned out from a pasuk that it needs a bezon shel chav gimel, that same halacha which requires a bezon shel chav gimel is chal in regards to the misas hashar as well. This is Reb Shmuel's shaila. Is it just the lemaisa that they have to be daima, or more than that, the ikar hadin, the yisoid hadin, is chal also on the shor just like on the bialim? Zok Reb Shmuel in the Hagah on the bottom that lechayre this shaila is mitlitali in a machlekes Rava and Ravashi later on the Gemara and the Fayin Ches. The Gemara over there brings down a case of shor treifa shaharag, where the shor itself is a treifa. Rava says shor treifa shaharag is chayev misa. Ravashi says no, shor treifa shaharag is pater. My time, kivan the ilu bailam havu ptiri shor nami pater. If the bailam would be a treifa, he would be pater. So too the shor has that halacha that if the shor is a treifa, it's also pater. So what does Rava hold? So Taisus over there with Devi Amaskal Shar says that Rava holds that we cannot compare the halacha of the bialim being a treifa to the halacha of a shar being a treifa. Because this that the bialim is pater if he's a treifa is not really a din that a treifa is pater per se, but rather that an adam who kills who's a treifa is going to be an edus shiat yachal azima, like we explained, because the mazimim that would be mazimim would not be able to have a kiyum of the din of kasher zamam. So really, the ikar yisayid hadin is, edus shiatar chalazima is not an edus, not a din that treifa is pater famisa. So let's apply that din to shar shaharag as well. And a chanami, a shar shaharag is also going to have the ikar din that edus shiatar chalazima is not going to be an edus. But in a case of shar treifa shaharag, it's not edus shiatar chalazima. Because of edim are made that this shor who's a treifa is chayiv misa, and they're found to be zaymimim, we will be mekayim in them the halacha of kasher zamam by being mechayiv them to pay the value of this shor treifa to the bialim, because they wanted to cause the bialim a hefsid by being mechayiv his shor misa. So whatever a shor treifa is worth, that's what the edim zaymim are going to be chayiv to pay. So the ikar yisayid din, which is found by the bialim, which is edus shiatar chalazima is not an edus, that will be kayim by Shar Shehemis as well. But being that a Shar Trefa is an Eidus Sha'at Yachal Azimai, therefore, says Rava, the Shar is going to be Chayev Misa. So what does Rav Ashi hold? Why does Rav Ashi say that we compare them and we say that just like the Bailam was a Trefa, is Pater, so too the Shar is a Trefa, is also Pater. L'chayra, that's not the Yisayra din. Zok Reb Shmuel, the L'chayra, they're being Chaylik, and that Chayla. Rava holds that the din of kamisas abaylam kachmisas ashar is a gilui milsa, that whichever yisayid hadin is said in regards to the bialim, that same yisayid hadin is nemar in regards to the shar niskal as well. Therefore, we look at the ikar yisayid hadin, and if the yisayid hadin is edus shiatar chalazima is pater, so that's the yisayid hadin which is chal in regards to shar, and that doesn't apply by shar treifa, so it's going to be chayav misa. Whereas Rav Ashi says, no, it's not the yisayid hadin which is learnt out from the bialim to the shor, but rather it's a halacha lemaisa that we compare and we say that the chiyuvim are identical. And if lemaisa an adam treifa who kills is pater, so to lemaisa a shor treifa that kills is also going to be pater. Even though the ikar yisayid hadin is inapplicable, but that's not what kamisas abayim kamisas ashar tells us anyway. The ikar yisayid hadin is never applicable in regards to the shor. It's just a din lemaisa that their dinim have to be identical. Therefore, Rav Ashi holds that Shar Treifa Shaharag is going to be Pater. Tainet Rav Shmuel, Imkain, our Gemara is Tzarech Bir. Because in our Gemara it says, Shar Shal Kayan Gadol Bikama, maybe Lemises Bailam Didei Medamin Alei, and it needs a Bezon Shal Ayin Aleph. Now, Lechayre, Bishlam Lefi Shitas Rav Ashi, that it's just a halacha that their dinam have to be identical, it's Nicha. If the bialim, which is a kohen gadol, needs a bezon shel ayin aleph, so the shor also needs a bezon shel ayin aleph. But if we say that Rava holds that the ikar yisayid hadin is what's nilmad and it's a giloy that whichever din is found by the bailim, that din is also found by the shar. L'chari, the din that's by the bailim is that a kain gadol is dinay be'ayin aleph, because it's a dovra gadol, and the pasuk tells us kol dovra gadol ivi elecha. We have to dan dvarim gadolim with a bezon shel ayin aleph. So even if that same yisayda din would be applicable to shar, but l'maisa the shar is not a kain gadol. So the din of kol dovar ha-gadol doesn't apply l'maisa by the shar to be machayev at bezdin of ayin aleph. So if it's the ikar yisayda din which is being taken over, so the yisayda din doesn't apply by the shar shan kain gadol, only by the kain gadol atzmai, and that should not make that the shar needs a bezdin shal ayin aleph. That's the kasha of Reb Shmuel Rozovsky over here on Ara Sugya. And Reb Shmuel answers that the emes is it's not true. It's possible to say that the ikar din that a kohen gadol needs a bezon shel ayin aleph because it's a dover a gadol can also be carried over to the shor, because being that he's the shor of a kohen gadol, his din could also get the status of a dover hagadol. This is a chiddush that the dinim of the shor should have a din of dover a gadol because it's the shor of the kohen gadol is a dover machodesh. But as I zogt Reb Shmuel Rozovsky behachreach mikayach his kasha. Now l'chayre, according to what we were masber earlier in the teretz of the kasha of Reb Shlomo Eger, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky's kasha is not muchrach b'chlal, because the two sugyas on the fayin ches and on the tazayin are two totally separate sugyas. Bein l'pirushay shal Reb Chanan Vasserman and bein l'fi our pirush based on Rashi, al kol panim, there's two totally separate dinim. The Gemara on the tazayin is a din of kemisas abayim ka kemisas ashar, that the shar is hukash, that the tsura of the chayves misa has to be niskayim in the shar in an identical way that it's niskayim in the bailam. That's one halacha. The din on the fayin ches, however, is halacha mitzad the maisa machayev, that if this maisa machayev wouldn't be machayev the bailam, so it's not machayev the shar either. According to Rabbi Chanan, it's because it has to be roy lekayim bay the pasuk of vegam ba'al of yumas. And according to the way Rashi is masber, this is also a chelik of the hekesh, that only a maisa hamachayev es habaylim is a maisa hamachayev es hashar. Once we understand that these two gemaras are be'emes two totally separate sugyas and two totally separate dinim, then there's a makam to be mechalik b'neihem. Enechanami, in regards to the halacha that a shar is only chayev for a maisa hamachayev es habaylim, there's a machlekes between Rav and Ravashi, whether the yisoid hadin, which is said legabi the bailim, is chal also klapi the shar, lefi rava. And the only thing that can be learned out from the bailim is that in regards to the shar, also there's a din of eid shiata chalezima. Or do we say, like Rav Ashi says, that the dinim just have to be identical on a practical level? Mashenkin and Arasugan of Tazayin, the Gemara is pshitalei, that this that we say, that the tsura of the chayves misa has to be niskayim in an identical way to the bailim, that's not a halacha that the ikar din that's found in the bailim is chal klapi the shar, but rather it's a din that the tsura of the chayves misa in a practical way has to be daime between the bailim and the shar. And the gabi us, everybody agrees to Rav Ashi that even if the ikar din of dover ha-gadol, which is said in gabi ha-kayin gadol, can't apply to the shar, but Akalpanim, Kemisas Abayim Kachmisas Ashar, is teaching us a hekesh that the tsura of the Chayves Misa has to be in an identical way. Adkan this shtickle. And now let's go weiter to another inyan. The Gemara on Amud Beis brings down the din of the Mishnah, which says, Ein Oisin Sanhedrois Lishvatim Elo Bebezdin Shal Ayin Aleph. And the Gemara says that the makar to that is from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was Maikim Sanhedrois. And Rashi is masber that that's what took place ba'atzas Yisroi in Parshas Yisroi when Moshe Rabbeinu made sorry alafim sorry meis etc etc. And Moshe b'makam shivim v'chad koi. There's a halacha which is brought down a couple of times in this parak that Moshe himself is shakal keneged shivim v'echad. So from there we learn that we need a bezin of shivim v'echad to be koveya sanhedrois for each shevet. Now, Rashi, in our sugya, b'divrei maskil, the ukei sanhedrois, is masber pshat in this klal of Moshe shakol keneged bezdin shel shivim v'echad, v'zeh l'shaynoi, u'Moshe haya shofet v'dayan al pi hadibur, v'shakol kesanhedrei gedoyla shebirushalayim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was appointed as a shofet v'dayan al pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmai. Therefore, that gave him the koyach, like the Sanhedrin Gedolah Shebi Yerushalayim, kamaya bezdin of Ayin Aleph. Ad kan the pirish of Rashi and our sugya. Now, the Gemara earlier on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis also brings down the klal of Maisha b'makim shivim ve'echad koy. And the Gemara brings it down in the context of the Maisa Smicha. And the Gemara says, how do we know that Smicha Zakenim has to be done b'shleisha? In fact, the Gemara, Ilema v'dechsiv v'yismach esyadav olav, if we're going to learn it out of the Pasuk, which is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, that he did a Maisa Smicha on Yehoshua, so tisagi b'chad, one should be enough, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, who was echad. Says the Gemara, v'chi teima Moshe b'makim shivim v'chad koi, if you're going to answer that Moshe was b'makim ayin aleph, ihachi libay shivim v'chad. So then maybe we need a bezin of ayin aleph to create smicha. And the Gemara leaves off kasha. Now, in that context, where the Gemara says, Moshe b'makim shivim v'chad, Rashi is mefarish differently than he says here. So Rashi over there, b'divir maschal, b'makim shivim v'chad koi, v'zeh l'shaynei, because Moshe was the Reish of the Sanhedrin, he's Shakol Kekulam. So l'chayre, there are kama ha'aris that can be asked on Divrei Rashi. First of all, why is Rashi Mefarish the klal of Moshe k'shivim ve'echad koi differently in our sugya than he's Mefarish there? By us he's Mefarish because he was Nismana Dayan v'shayfet al pi hadibor, and over there he says, because he was Reish Lahem. That's Shaila number one. Another question is, Bishlama, with this that Rashi says in Arasigya, because he was Nismana Dayan V'Shevet Al Piyah Dibor, that's something that's understandable, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a special Koyach to be a soul Dayan, as if he was a Bezdin of Shivim Ve'echad. But based on what Rashi says on Dafid Gimel, Shehayah Reish Lahem, that would sound like that anybody who's a Reish Bezdin, he encompasses the entire Koyach of Bezin Shal Shem V'Echad. And that's avada not true. This is only something which is found by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he shakal k'shivim v'echad. This is l'chayra, what we have to ask on these Rashis. Now the emes is, that etzem divrei ha-gemara on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis are tzrichim biur. Because the klal that Moshe is shakal k'neged shivim v'echad is a klal revicha shebashas. This seems to be a davar pashit without any suffix whatsoever. But the Gemara's lashon on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis is mashma that the Gemara was mistapik about it, because the Gemara first asks tisagi b'chad. Let's learn out from smichas Moshe Rabbeinu that only one dayan is necessary to make smicha, and the Gemara just speaks out in passing v'chi tema. And if you'll possibly want or answer that Moshe b'makom shivim v'chad koy ihachi libay shivim v'chad, l'chayr that's a davar pashit. It's not a v'chi tema. How does the Gemara even possibly entertain a tzad that we can learn out that one dayan is enough? We know it's a klal that Moshe is connected shivim v'echad, and the Gemara should go straight to the question, ilema medechsiv v'yismech es yadav olav, if you're going to learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu, harei Moshe b'makom shivim v'echad koi v'nibay shivim v'echad. How is the Gemara able to first say tisagi b'chad and then say only b'loshen v'chitema? It's not a suffik, it's a davar pashat. That's something that's Sarach Bir in the Etzem Divriya Gemara earlier on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So l'chayre, the key to all this is based on Yisoid from the Brisker Rav, which he says in his Chidushe Maran Riz HaLevi al HaTorah in Parshas Bahaloscha. The Brisker Rav is talking about the Pasuk which is found in Parshas Bahaloscha, where Moshe Rabbeinu asks something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him, Esvali Shivim Ish, which was the creation of a Bezlan Shal Shivim V'Echad, Kamavur later in the Sugi Andaf Yudzayim. Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayayim Ramosh Al Hashem, Lama Le Matzasi Chein Ve'enecha, Losum Es Masa Kol Ha'om Hazeh Elai. Why did you put the Masa Kol Ha'om Hazeh just on me? And on that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, Vayayim Hashem Al Moshe, Esvali Shivim Ish Mezikne Yisrael, and that way, V'nasu itcha b'masa ha'am v'leisisa ata levadecha. Therefore, you will not have to carry the weight of Klal Yisrael all on your own. The Brisker Rav is masber, what was the Shakal V'Tarya? The Shakal V'Tarya was that before this pasuk of Esvali Shivim Ish, there was no such bria as a Bezdin, which was comprised ayidei 71 people. That Kayach of Bezdin HaGadol was by Moshe Rabbeinu alone. Therefore, it came to be that any inyan of Klal Yisrael where we needed the Kayach of Bezdin of Shimon Ve'echad, there was only one address for that, and that was just Moshe Rabbeinu. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's complaint. Lama lo mitzasi chen ve'enecha losum es masa kol ha'em hazeh alai, the weight of the entire am, any psak din in regards to Dover HaGadol, which is Negeya Klal Yisrael, is only on me, because only I have the Kayach of Bezdin HaGadol. To that, Kadosh Baruch Hu answered, Es v'li shivamish, I'm going to be mechadish an inyan of a Bezdin HaGadol, which is based on 71 people, and that way, Laisisa atol v'adecha, it won't be only your achrayas, you will have the entire Bezdin with you. Memeila zakta b'skrav, that be'emes, before this was neschadish, the entire koyach of Bezdin HaGadol was Moshe Rabbeinu alone. After this was neschadish, Moshe Rabbeinu lost the koyach to be the Bezdin HaGadol alone, and now it was given to Shivim Ve'echad. So the Biskarov is machadish amari de kechidish, that this din that we find, that Moshe Rabbeinu is b'makam Shivim Ve'echad koy, is really only prior to the parasha of Esfali Shivim Ish, and not afterwards. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the creation of a Bezdin, which is made ayday 71 separate people, Moshe Rabbeinu mitzad atzmai no longer had the koyach of the Bezdin HaGadol. Ad kan divrei Moran Riz Halevi in Parshas Baal Oyscha. Now this poses a very big problem. Frekt Reb Shmuel Rizovsky Zechrein El Vracha in Chidusha Reb Shmuel Simen Hei Ois Gimel that L'chaire on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis where the Gemara brings the pasuk of Vayismaych Yadav Olav, which is talking about the Smicha of Yeshua, which happened in Parshas Pinchas, that took place after the Parsha of Esfali Shivim Ish. So at that point, Moshe Rabbeinu no longer had the status of Shivim Ve'echad. Nevertheless, the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel Beis does say V'chitema b'makim Shivim V'chad Koy Mashma that that halacha was still Kayim even at that point in history. Bishlama our Gemara on Daf Tazayin, which is talking about the halacha of Asiyas Sanhedrin, which happened in Parshas Yisroi. So at that point, Moshe Rabbeinu still had the halacha of b'makim Shivim Ve'echad, because the parasha of Esfali Shivim Ish was no longer said. But in the Gemara, on the Yud Gimel Beis of Ayismech Asyadav Olav, that was after the fact. So how does the Gemara still say that the Klal of B'makam Shivim Ve'echad still applies? Zok Reb Shmuel, that's the Makar to Rashi that says that Be'emes, these two Gemaras, although they sound the same, because the Gemara uses a similar Lashon, Be'emes is two totally separate dinim. Our Gemara on Daf Tazayin is the classic din of B'makam Shimon Ve'echad Koy, where he actually had a koyach like Bezdin HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim. The reason how he got that koyach was because of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Memanahim Shefet V'dayin. That's why Rashi says, clearly, U'maysha haya Shefet V'dayin al pi adibor, v'shokol k'sanhedri g'dayla Shebi Yerushalayim. And that's the Makar in Arasugya, that the minoy of Sanhedrin in the Shvatim is only Aydei Bezdin Shal Ayin Aleph. But the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel Beis is mistapik v'chitema about a different nakuda. Could be, even though the status of being shava like a Bezdin Shal Shimon Ve'echad Mamish was no longer Kayim at the point of a Yismech Asyadav Olav, nevertheless, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu had somewhat of a maila ke'ein Shimon Ve'echad. And that came through the fact that he was the Reish of the Sanhedrin is a kailul to the entire Sanhedrin. This is a different din. He himself, Mitzad Atzmai, doesn't have the power, Kamei Bezdin HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim, but he's Shokol Keneged Kulam because he's the Reish. That's the Lashon of Rashi over there, Lefi Shehaya Moshe Reish Lehem, V'Shokol Kekulam. Says the Gemara, V'Chitema, if you want to entertain such a tzad, that's not going to help us, because then I'll upon him, you should need a Shivim Ve'echa to make a Smicha, and three should not suffice, and the Gemara remains Kasha. But Akal Panim, it's an entirely different din than with this that is found in our sugya on Daf Tez Zayin. Ad kan dvarav haneflayim of Reb Shmuel Rizovsky. That's Masber, the shinui halashinus between the two Rashis. That's Masber, the inyan of Rashi on Daf Yud Gimel, which says that Reish itself makes you shakal keneged shimon ve'echad. And that's Masber, why the Gemara over there has a suffix. And that's Metaritz divrei briskarov, what the Gemara means when it says b'makam shimon ve'echad, even at a point in time when he no longer had that status because it was after Esfali Shivim Ish. Ad kan this shtickle, And Adkan this shir, a Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tes Zayin.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram Klemis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.